Pshus, Rashi Yeshiva were here, and of course Talmidim, Chashuvim. The theme of Avas Yisrael is so vast that we could be here for a very, very long time and simply scratch the surface. I noticed just a moment ago that there had been offered to the Olam Mar Mokom on the concept of Avas Yisrael. And I also noticed that many of my Makoros are not there, and some of the Makoros that are there I am not going to be dealing with. It's one of those things that reflects the personality of the Rosh Yeshiva or the Magid Shir that is speaking as much as the theme itself. We'll start with the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Deos Perek Vav Halacha Gimel is very brief, and in that brevity there is a demand for a great deal of understanding. It asks you to listen carefully. Mitzvah al kol odom lehoiv es kol echod ve echod mi Yisrael kegufo. Shneema v'yahafto l'reacha kamocha. Lefikach. And here the Rambam is not going to say you have to help him, you have to do things for him. He doesn't mention any of the things that he mentions in Hilchos Avel, Bikacholi Machnosas Kalal Vayasameis v'chulei v'chulei. The Rambam simply says the following: Lefikach tzorich l'saper b'shvachoi v'lochus al mamono kasher hu chas al mamon atzmoi v'roitze b'kvod atzmo. And the Rambam concludes this halacha, "Ba'miskabit b'klon chaveroi ein loy chelik lo'olam haba." So the Rambam be'etzem mentions two things: the chiyuv of ahavta l'reacha kamocha leads to two things: l'saper b'shvacho, v'lochos al mamono. And when the Rambam emphasizes the kamocha, the kegufo that he mentioned at the beginning of the halacha, the Rambam says, ka'asher hu chas al mamon atzmo. Well, that's very simple. Lochus al mamono, ka'asher hu chas al mamon atzmo. It's simple to read. It's very not simple to do. But we understand what the Rambam wants. Then he writes, v'rotze b'chvod atzmo, such as a person wants his kavod. But the Rambam wasn't speaking about kavod. He doesn't use the word kavod l'gabi the chaver. What does he say? Tzorich l'saper b'shvacho. In other words, when the Rambam parallels the chavero to atzmo, makes that comparison b'nogeya momon, it's very straightforward. It has to be chas al momon chavero, kasha chas al momon atzmo. But when the Rambam speaks about l'saper b'shvacho, he doesn't write kasha rotze sheyisapru acherim b'shvach atzmo, or conversely, tzorich lechabdo kasha hu rotze sheyichabdu also. So there, it's not exactly parallel. And what you see from this Rambam is that the lesape b'shvacho is the specific mode of kavod that he's talking about legabe chavero. There are many kinds of being mechabit somebody. Why the Rambam specifically picked l'saper b'shvacho is very intriguing, and it's not the theme of my shir. But what's intriguing about it is simply because we have al yisaper al yarbe b'shvacho shel chavero shemitoch chachbo l'ganoso, and there is a problem with the saper b'shvacho shel chavero because usually it leads to trouble. It starts out good, in the end it's Lashon Hara. There's a story of the Beis Halevi that he, in a certain place where a number of Yidden got together, the train had stopped or something and they had to get out, and they spent the night in the train station, and someone came over while the Beis Halevi was with others, and the Beis Halevi introduced him. He was the chazan of that town, of his town, wherever the Beis Halevi was at that moment. And the Beis Halevi introduced him, and he said, this person, Reb Beryl, happens to be a tremendous tzaddik and a very big Talmud Chacham. So afterwards, when he was alone, he caught him alone, the Chazan came over and said, that I have a taina to you. Why did you embarrass me? So he says, I embarrassed you? He says, yes, because if you say about a Chazan that he's a Talmud Chacham, it's a siman that you have nothing to say good about his Chazonos. So in effect, you're saying that he's not a good Chazan, and why do I deserve it? I think I am a good Chazan. And the Beis HaLevi said, from then on, I understood a different pshat in Mitoch Kach HaTobol Leganoso, that from the Sipur Shevach itself, not that you'll eventually stop saying Shvachim, and you'll keep talking, and you'll start saying all of his Chesronos. But sometimes the Shevach itself, as it is formulated, is a Chesaron. And therefore, the Rambam insists, Afal Pikein, the mainstay of V'haftol Re'achol Kamocha is L'sapeh B'Shvachim. I want to mention something else. The Sape Bishvacho and Chas al Momon Chavero has a very, very delicate nekuda because it goes against the grain of the person. Chas al Momon Chavero Keder Shechas al Momon Atzmo is excruciatingly difficult. For a person to regard someone else's possessions with the same zeal and enthusiasm and concern as he regards his own possessions is an extremely difficult thing. L'sape b'shvacho is even more difficult. Yes. When it is easy, l'sape b'shvacho, it's usually because that shevach is irrelevant in my context. If I introduce a brilliant physicist to the Olam, I can wax poetic without the slightest problem. To introduce a great Talmud Chacham might not be as easy. I'm not speaking about myself. I mean, I'm talking about the Rambam's halacha. It might not be as easy. And the Haraya, you open up a Gemara, you have the Tefillah at the beginning of the Gemara, they're usually in every single Masechta. Does it have it here? Yes. So let's take a look at the lashon of this tefillah. And of course, as you probably know, there's a whole shaila how you read this, how you understand it. Yehiratzun ufanecha Hashem elekai v'kaseh sholei eyeara dvar pakola al yodi v'lo ekoshel b'dvar halocha v'yismuchu b'chaveirai. How do you read the v'yismuchu b'chaveirai? It's part of the negative or it's a positive statement in addition to lo yikosha. Meaning, in other words, v'lo ekoshel b'dvar halocha, and when I am nichshal, yismuchu b'chaveirai. That's terrible. What kind of people, what kind of colleagues are these? I'm nichshal b'dvar halocha, and that makes them excited and happy? It's gefelach. What if we read it, v'lo ekoshel b'dvar halocha, kama, v'yismuchu b'chaveirai, sh'loi nichshalti b'dvar halocha. That's a positive statement. Then that you need to mention, the yismuchu b'chaveirai, you need to include that in a tefillah, of course they'll be happy. Either way, it's not good. Either way. If the yismuchu goes on lo yekoshel, that they'll be happy with my michshol, and therefore I beg HaKadosh Baruch Hu not to put me into that predicament and that embarrassment, is oy v'avoy. And if even he has to ask the yismuchu b'chaveirai in the positive sense, why should he have to ask? A person comes, he gives a great cheer, and everybody is thrilled out of their wits and singing his praises all the way to the door of the Beis Medrash. The answer is, L'sape b'shvocho, when it's nageya, is the mirror image of miskabed b'klon chaveiro. How could an el chayid, a yirei shamayim, we're talking about Elul Chayyid. How could an Elul Chayyid have an enjoyment and look to aggrandize himself at the other person's expense by showing the other person up? I remember at a certain chasana, and it's no tzidkus on my part that I do the exact opposite, it's just so normal. But I remember at a certain chasana, somebody was upset maybe that he wasn't the Masada Kedushin. Okay? So what's the next best kibud? Ksuba. Okay. So he read the ksuba, and to his great delight, he found a mistake in the ksuba. He found a mistake in the Ksuba. Now you have a choice. You can be Malimayin and you can read it correctly even. What's it, Nageya? After the chuppah is over, Beino Levein Harav, you call him over and you say, I think that, you know, inadvertently you must have been under pressure, whatever, people were tumbling you, giving you Shalom Aleichem. You forgot to face to write the city or to this or to that or whatever it is. In one particular instance, the person forgot to fill in the kuf, the konina. Believe me, most of the poskim say that it's definitely valid regardless, because the context indicates what it is. And especially since we know that the reason it's left out is to fill it in. And he made such a gerida. You left out the konina, and you know, Baruch Hashem, now they have microphones. And it was heard from one end of New York City to the other. You left out the kuf of the konina. That's miskabed b'kolein chaver. So how is it possible that an Adam choshev, an Adam nichbad, an Adam gadol can do something like that? You see that this Rambam is a very delicate Rambam. And the yesoidus of the Rambam, that all of our haftalah reacha kamocha boils down to the sape b'shvacha v'lochus al mamono, k'derech shechas al mamon atzmai v'al kover atzmai, it's astonishing. This is it. But this is really it. And I'll go one step further. The haravanya, the avoda, that a person has to put into v'haftalah reacha kamocha is because he has to figure out what's really good for the other person. There's farim that speak about the loshen gemalasu tov v'lo ra kol yemei chayeha. Toiv v'loi ra. Well, if it said gemalasu toiv, it would be v'loi ra. What is the v'loi ra? That the toiv should not be ra. And what's remarkable is that there's a loshen. If I'm not mistaken, I haven't seen it for ages, but I believe that the Michtav Melio also quotes this in his Sefer, Rav Dessler, Zichron Levracha. But in the Masechtas Kanis, in Ovis Reb Nosson, and it's also Masechtas Kala Rabosi, if I'm not mistaken, but in Ovis Reb Nosson, this is the Nusach. I'm reading it to you. B'megilas chasidim hu omer. Imrotze at, if you desire, lehidovik lecha ohev, so that an ohev should cleave to you, that you should be intimate with someone, have they no say v'nosein b'tovoso. Masa umaton. Masa umaton, we know these are business dealings. The Limud HaTorah, you could speak about nosei v'nosein. Even have titles of people who learn the Beis Medrash with Talmidim, nosei v'nosein. What's v'nosei v'nosein b'tovoso? It means, in other words, that for me to figure out what's really good for the other person requires an avoda gedola b'mikdash. It really does. And sometimes what on the surface might be good is terrible, and vice versa. And the glib person who wants to be yotze tzizayin, he's not going to be nosei v'nosein. But then there's no lihidovek b'chavei recha. Kesheim she'i'ev sholoi lo'odom lo'ima genusoi shal chaveiro, continues the very same braisa. Befonov, kachi'ev sholoi lo'ima shvocho. Sheneemar mevorich rieyu b'kol godol b'boiker hashkeim klolot eichoshev lo. Posukin mishlei perik chobzayin. What is the follow-up? What is the hemshech here b'chlal? Because what we're saying here is very simple. In order to be nosei v'nosein, you have to realize that the mesape b'shvocho could be a very big problem. You tell a person, I appreciate that you gave me $100. And then you go out to all the other aniyim and you proclaim, this man is such a tzaddik, he just gave me $100. And all of the aniyim line up. Mevorech reyehu b'kol godol baboker hashkeim klolo teichoshev lo. So the way in which you are mesape b'shvocho is a measure of the nosei v'nosein b'avoso. It's v'ahavta l'reyacha kamocha. It's a very interesting expression. Hilu b'shamay kiblu mehem. Hilu loy mehevei mitalmidov shel Aaron, oyev shalom v'roidev shalom. Oyev es habriyos u'mekarvan la'torah. Licha oira, mekarvan la'torah is already proof positive we're talking about a Jew. Why should I be mekarv anyone else la'torah? Oyev es habriyos, the Lashon Brios, if we're talking about a Jew, is a strange Lashon. In Hanami, there are chilukei deos, or there are different mefarshim who say one or the other, pointing to the Gemara Masechet Shabbos about the person who came to be misgayer to Hillel. This is the man Diomar Hillel. He says gayreini, and he teaches him v'ahavta l'racha kamocha. So he wants to learn, wants to kol haTorah kugo aregel achas. What is the Oyev es habriyos, that he's not Jewish, but mekarvan la'Torah anyhow, because he wants to become a ger. But the other pshat interests me a lot more. The other pshat is oyev es habriyos means even if you don't even see him, the pinta liyid that's there is very, very, very dull. It's practically extinguished. And he's acting like Brios. He's not acting like a Yid. He says here in the Teferes Yisrael, Hamekanteroch alchinom kahanuch de Shabbos shekinteruhu al loydova vein roi likhoisai odom asher betzelem elikim osa oisam. That these people are so difficult and so nasty that really the title of Adam doesn't apply to them. So how do I deal with them? Elashem Brios Neyos Lohem. What they deserve is the title Brios. They are creations. They are creatures. Afal Pikein Tadaber Imam Benachas Ubazet Tekarveim Latoira. So we have a statement, Heveimi Talmidov Shalaroin, that you should even be Oev Es Habriyos and you should be Mekarvam Latoira. This leads us, as we will see in a few moments, I want to digress to something else right now, but it leads us to the question, to whom and about whom is the mitzvah of Ahavta L'Re'acha Kamocha directed? Now we know that there's an Isur L'Sisna Sachicha B'Vavecha, Sachicha. Here it says, V'Ahavta L'Re'acha. Is there a mitzvah to be sonei anyone? And then the question is, whom are we obligated to love? This leads us also into another nekuda, and that is there such a thing ever as avas chinam? Now I know that people quote Rav Kook, and maybe he did use such a lashon. Frankly, sinas chinam is something that is mentioned over and over again in many makoros. Avas chinam, never even once. Never. And the reason is simple. There's no such thing. And in fact, the expression itself is detrimental. Because avas chinam implies that there's really no justification. But I'll love him anyhow. And there's never no justification. That's the point. So the shaila is, what about avaryonim? And so on and so forth. So we'll deal with that in a little while. There's a very beautiful piece of Reb Shloimeh Ganzfried in a Sefer Apiryon, which is a Sefer on Chumash. The Baal, what? Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. He points out, and this happens to be coincidentally on Parshas Tazria, the beginning of the Parsha of Mitzora is with the word Adam. And he points out, Gemara in Yevamos, Samach Aleph, and a number of other places, Pasuk in Yecheskel, Perek Lamed Dalet, V'etein tzoni tzon marisi, Adam atem. What does the Gemara say? Atem kruyim Adam, V'ein akum kruyim Adam. Happened to be that the famous Bailus process, the trial of Bailus, it was a blood libel in Russia, and the blood libel required that someone should advocate on his behalf and save him. And the person who was supposed to be his advocate, his lawyer, came to the Chodkova Rebbe, and he said, I heard Me'achorei HaPargod that this Chazal is going to be quoted in the following way by the prosecutor, of course, who had his Mishumodim, who fed him these Gemaras. What is it? Atem Kruyim Adam, Ve'in Umus Ha'olam Kruyim Adam. So what is Umus Ha'olam? They're behemoths. A behemoth, you're allowed a shecht, you can kill a behemoth. There's nothing in Judaism that says you can't kill a behemoth. So if they are not Adam, only Jews are Adam, so that's why they have no problem shedding a Christian child's blood for their matzahs or for whatever. So he asked the Chodkova Rebbe, he was the Rebbe also of Reb Meir Shapiro, he asked him, how do I respond? How do I explain to them the true meaning of this chazal? Because obviously they are human beings, and you're not allowed to shech them. So the Chodkova Rebbe said, Atem Kruyim Adam means as follows. Adam does not have a plural. There are several words that we have in Torah and Tanakh for man. Ish has a plural anoshim. Gever has a plural gevarim, and so on. Adam does not have a plural. Ben Adam has a plural bnei Adam. But Adam itself does not have a plural. Why not? Because Adam represents the unique aspect of Klal Yisrael that it's always and forever one. And that's why Atem Kruyim Adam. And this is what he said you should tell them. I was thinking to myself that when we speak about Avas Yisrael, we always have this question. What exactly are we talking about? Are we talking about Reb Yisrael, my Ava to you and to you and to you as Yechidim? And that's Chasal Mamono, Misape Bishvacho, and all of the other things that we spoke about. But it also means that a person has to have a love for Yidden. He has a love for Klal Yisrael. Ultimately, that stems very much out of a love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, both of them. The love for the Yochid and the love for the Tzibur. But I wanted to share with you a number of thoughts about this. Now, Be'emes, Shir HaShirim has that same dichotomy. There is a Mahalach in Shir HaShirim, as Rashi, for example, that it's the history of Klal Yisrael with the Ribbono Shel. It's a love song between Klal Yisrael and the Ribbono Shel. On the other hand, the Rambam, at the end of Hilchos Tshuva, Perek Yud, Kol Shir HaShirim, Moshul Inyan Zeh, is about the Ava of the Yochid to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it is reciprocated by Hashem. So he's not speaking about Klal Yisrael, he's speaking about Reb Yisrael. In the same way, this mitzvah of Ahavta L'Reacha Kamocha reflects itself both individually and also universally. Now, on the universal level, there's some very fascinating and critical makoros. Interestingly enough, mostly in Sifrei Kabbalah and Sifrei Chassidus. Everybody knows, and I'm going to try to be moisif a certain havana that you may not be aware of. Everybody knows the famous statement of the Shar HaKavonos, which is brought down by all the Nisa Kalim, about Kodem Sha'odom Yisadet Filoso Bebeis HaKnesses, right? Bin Parsha Sa'akeda Ve'elach, Tzorech She'yekabel Olav Mitzvahs V'yohavto L'Reyacha Kamocha, right? Everybody knows, in the morning, the Mekubolim, the name of the Ari HaKadosh, that there is a Chiyuv, Le'hoiv Kol Echod Mibnei Yisrael Kenavshoi. But the question is why? That's what I want to be mosif to you, because we may not be fully aware of the context, even though we know this, that in the morning, at the beginning of your davening, you have to think, you have to say, V'ahavta l'reacha kamocha. So he says, Ki al yedei zeh, ta'ale tfiloso kalula, combined and amalgamated, mikol tfilos Yisrael, v'tucha lalus l'malu v'lasos pri, u'befrat avas ha'chaverim o'oiskim b'toyra b'yachad, tzorich kol echad v'echad lichlol atzmoy. keilu hu eiver echad min achaverim shelo. Ubefratim yesh lo adam yediyah v'asoga ladas la'akil l'chaveru bebchinas haneshama. And then he writes, and this was a yesod ha-yesodos in the chavraya of the Ari HaKadosh, by the way, which is evident in a number of the svarim of his Talmidim, not just Reb Chaim Vital. Vim yesh eiza chover mehem betzara, srichim kulam l'shatef atzman betzara, o machmas choli, o machmas bonim chas v'sholom, v'yispalulu olav, v'chein b'chol tfilosov, utzrochov, udvorov, yeshatef es chavero imo. Umba'od his Irani Moirizal, means the Ari, be'inyan avas ha'chaverim shalonu shel chevroseinu. It's an astonishing piece because he starts out with an idea that the reason that you have to be mitzarif to everybody is the in tefillah is the reason why you have to think v'ahavta l'rechah kamocha. In other words, that is the key that turns the door, that opens the door to the tefillah being an amalgamation and a collection of all the tefillahs biyachad. Without that v'ahavta l'reacha kamocha, each tefillah goes up individually. With the v'ahavta l'reacha kamocha, there is that tziruf. But then he goes a step further. It's very much negeya the Beis Medrash. Here, and everywhere else, of course, but here, there has to be a sense, not of Avas Yisrael in the abstract, not of Avas Yisrael even in the specific, but in the specific general. Meaning, there's no difference between my chaver that sits at my table, or is in my shir, or is in my beis medrash, and the person who is walking in the street with a yarmulke and tzitzis. What's the difference? V'ahavta l'reacha kamocha. It's not so. Because in the sense of chevra, there is a greater obligation, says the Shara Kavonis, to be misyached and to be mitztaref keilu they are one, the closer they are together in the limud ha-Torah, the closer they are together in their hashkofis and their nekudas neshama. It's a remarkable piece. And furthermore, the Shem Shmuel quotes the Sefer Tanya. The only reason I mention the Shem Shmuel, I should mention the Tanya directly, but it's something that was repeated over many generations. The Tanya in Perek Lamed Beis says something really astonishing. He says that the emes, all the neshamas of Klal Yisrael are one. What separates them are their gufim, the different bodies. But really the neshamas of Klal Yisrael are one. And the klal gadol b'Torah of ahavta l'reacha kamocha is if a person is machshiv the neshama ikar, and all the neshamas are therefore one, everything is a piece of the other, it's all one fabric, one DNA, so to speak, then the ahavta l'reacha kamocha is a cinch, because everybody, normal or healthy, loves himself. So the kamocha is not even with the chaf ha-dimyon anymore, because all the neshamas are one. But the Tanya says that's by medvarim amurim if I'm machshiv ruchnius, and if I understand the inyan haneshama. But the more I'm machshiv gashmius, the more I'm matfred the neshamos, because I'm emphasizing gufim. Then it becomes harder and harder. As I am being matfred, it becomes harder and harder to be mekayim the mitzvah of ahavta l'reacha, because the chaf hadimyon sticks in your throat. It's a remarkable idea. So what he's mosif to this is that v'ahavta l'reacha kamocha has that subtlety, that to the extent that you realize that the ikar is the neshama, the ikar is the ruchnius, to that extent you'll be able to be mekayim the mitzvah. And then, of course, the Kedushas Levi had a Talmud who wrote a sefer called Todos Aaron. Doesn't have anything to do with today's Todos Aaron. That was the name of his sefer. He was Reb Aaron of Zhitomir. And in the Sefer, told us Aaron in the Likutim Chadoshim, he says as follows. There's a mitzvah, I'll call Adam Yisrael L'kayim Ba'atzmai Mitzvahs V'haftal R'acha Kamocha. So I would expect that he would go ahead and say, and what is it? Ochos Alma Mono L'Sape Bishvacho. But this is a Hasidish Sefer. So what does he say? So he says, V'hainu Sheniye ba'achtus gomur im kol Yisrael. V'yeda b'nafsho zos tomit shuhu atzmo b'yochid eino nechshav la'odom sholem. He says, as long, it's like imena nili mili, as long as you think of terms of yourself, you are not a complete person. And therefore, he should realize that he's just a machtzis, like the machtzis hashekel idea. I need you, because without you I am incomplete. It sounds very interesting, because what we see here is mirrored really in the concept of marriage. Plagufa, the Gemara says in Yevam Samach, Beis Samach Gimel Beferish, that he's incomplete. And Eino Chanami, I have this idea, combining the Balatanya's idea and Rabbi Mishit Tamir to explain a Rambam, which is really a Gemara in Maseches Yevamos, right there. The Rambam in Perek Tes Vav of Hilchos Ishus speaks about the commandments, Midrabbanon, whatever, Tzivu Chachomim, that a husband is mechuyev to his wife and a wife to her husband. And he quotes, he parallels a Lashon HaGemara. The Lashon HaGemara speaks about if a person behaves a certain way, O avo kegufo, mechabdo yosem migufo, etc., etc., then, Allah v'akosavoma v'yodata kisholom alecha v'kadatam davecha v'losechta. The Rambam mentions that pasuk right at the end of a chusota, as you know. But when a geya, the chiyuvim of a husband to a wife, he says, O avo kegufo, Umechabdu Yosem Igufo. Mechabdu Yosem Igufo makes a lot of sense that he has to tell me. Svarim ask, and you should ask, O Avo Kegufo? Well, of course, O Avo Kegufo. She's no worse than anybody else. That the emison is the simple pshat of it is very much Negea Chaverim. The more you are with somebody, the more you rub against one another. There's always no friction if a person's a stranger. If I have to live with that person, I have to spend my days with that person, I rely on that person, and I have all sorts of expectations. Most marriages' erosion do not come from an atomic bomb. It's erosion. That's why they fall apart. And the erosions come from small little things. And these small little things generally are that there's a violation of your expectation of your spouse. You want them to underwrite your ideas, you want them to compliment you when you do something nice, you want them to say hello and goodbye, you want them to make you special in their eyes so that you're special in your own eyes, and so on and so forth. And when that doesn't happen, there's an erosion. But the problem is, he hanaisenes. The erosion creates a problem of ahavta l'racha kamocha. It's very remarkable that the place where we find this idea of tizgan olav is dafka in the second perek of Kedushin, Vayish Mekadesh, Bo Bishlucho. He has to see her, Shema Tizgan olav Atayra Amra, after Racha Kamocha. And you know, this is a very remarkable thing. What can you see already from encountering her for the first time? So good, I saw her myself. You know, they didn't go out like they do here in Yeshiva, you know, every Thursday night for 4 years or something like that. I don't know. It was, you know, Mizet and Gandik and Isaac, you know, 1, 2, 3. There's a famous story about Rav Bik, Zichron Levroch, and the Satmar Rav. Rav Bik was advocating that they should go out at least 8 times. Now we got that number. I guess he figured that, you know, around 8 times you get to know the person. And Satmar Rav heard of this, and he said, what? And he says, that's the pshat of the pasuk, Katzti b'chayai mipnei benos ches. He was very, very sharp. So Rabik was purported to have said to the shaliach that came with this beautiful message, go back to your Rebbe and tell him the reason that he says what he says is because he's only a Masada Kedushin, but I'm a Masada Gittin. So you have this notion of getting to know a person. But in life, that's when you get to know. You do not know a person in moments of crisis by going out with them. You do not know a person in moments of tragedy by going out with them. You don't know a person in moments of triumph by going out with them. And life has its way. I don't have to tell you, you're mature enough and old enough to understand that, and by observing your own families and your own parents and uncles and aunts and so on. So the point is that there may be dafka, an emphasis on the basics, only because it's a different kind of lereyacha, and it requires a different level of kamocha emphasis. But it's the same mitzvah. But perhaps the v'ahavta lereyacha kamocha here is because by creating that special bond in this v'ahavta lereyacha kamocha, you are actually finding yourself. In other words, what the Baal HaTanya said about all the neshamas being one, really, and the more you emphasize the goof, the more you break that apart, so therefore it becomes harder and harder. This certainly applies to the circumstance of a plagufa in his marriage. The more they are one, the easier it is for the Ohava Kagufo, because the Ohava Kagufo is really loving yourself in a very, very holy and special and, you know, healthy way. People obsessed with themselves, they're just busy looking for honor and glory. That's not what we're talking about. But when it comes through someone else and it's yourself, that's an extremely high madrega, and it's an extremely successful v'ahavta l'reyacha kamocha. In the Sefer HaLikutim, he really zeroes in, I think, on this point. You know that one of the many svarim of Reb Chaim Vital's oitzris, if you will, so sometimes he writes, and sometimes it's written in his name that Reb Chaim Vital said this, Reb Chaim Vital said that, from his Rebbe. In the Sefer HaLikutim, he writes as follows. Matzosi koso b'shem arav mayon Reb Chaim Vital Zal, shedorash the following. He says, on the pasuk ki lo al alechem levado yichyeh ha'adam, he had a drush. And this was his drush. He says, alechem is a wife, right? So lo al alechem levado yichyeh ha'adam, because there is a kind of wife that is antagonistic and difficult, and therefore she interrupts his learning and she does not allow him to fulfill himself. And that is what the concern was, of course, of Ben Azai, who said, Rechayim b'tzavoro v'yasod b'torah. However, he doesn't understand, if that's the case, how could the pasuk in Mishlei Perek Tes say, L'chu lachmu b'lachmi, when it seems that it's better levado, and here it says, b'feirish, this is was his drush, because lachmu b'lachmi means the Torah itself. But he says it means a wife, that you have to have a wife. And he says it's a beferisha gemara anyhow. Kol ashori b'lo isha. No? None of you are married? You hear this in the Sheva Brachos day and night. Shori b'lo teira. So he says, ma'alo gedola yesh li isha, v'lechem yikore isha, ki inyan shenemar, ki imes halechem ashehu ochel, by Yosef Eishas and Eishas Potifar. Right, and then he says, "Val yedei isha yochol ha'adam lekayim kol ha'mitzvus chay olam hazeh v'olam haba." V'zeh shama al alechem levad yichya ba'adam ki b'zchus shenasa isha levad yichya ki moichlim loy al kol avaynoisav u'mashegam she'amru chazal kol ashoy b'lo isha shoy b'lo toiva v'chulu v'chulu b'lo chayim, as it says, "Rei chayim imo isha harei sheyichya al zchus likichos levad." And certainly if he has bonim, v'chulu v'chulu. But he says as follows. V'hakavona. Sheyekayim kol ha-mitzvos. He says that by having a wife, you have this mitzvah and that mitzvah and all kinds of things. But when the Gemara says, Eino Adam, or when the Gemara says he's plagufa, the Gemara is still talking about mitzvahs, and the Gemara is saying that with a wife he's mekayim all the mitzvahs of the Torah. How is that so? She'im yehov osa kegufo, yekayim mitzvahs v'yohavta l'reyacha kamocha, she'sham nichlal kol ha-Torah, as it says, Aloise Shaoma Lamdeni Torah Regelachas, the Oma Loiva Aftal Reacha Kamocha im Tekayim Ze Keilu Kiyamta Kola Torah Kuba. So here it is. Reb Chaim Vital was saying my Torah. In other words, a marriage is the opportunity par excellence, the one singular opportunity for the highest level of merging, which ultimately is the concept of ahavta l'reacha kamocha. That's the ultimate, the bonding. So what apparently is required of a chavraya, what's required of a beis medrash, what's required of the immediate and intimate context of a common neshama, if you could figure that out, they could figure it out. Maybe we can't. But there are neshamas that are symmetrical. There are neshamas that have sympathetic vibrations. In any case, that is what you will find in a wife. And therefore, the v'ahavta l'reacha kamocha on that level of kiyum is why we Gemara and the Rambam, that is why they emphasize ohava kagufo, even though this is a mitzvah for every Jew. So what's the difference if she's your wife or not? There is a difference, because in that kind of bonding of v'ahavta l'reacha kamocha, in the ultimate sense that they are talking about, that's only shayach b'yishtoi, and when it happens, it's ke'ilu kiyem kol ha'toira kula, because that is the klal gadol b'toira. I just wanted to be mesayim with, if you will allow me, I'd like to be mesayim with two things. I know it's almost a quarter after, it's another 5 minutes. In Mesilas Yeshorim, in Perik Yotes, in the Darkei HaChassidus, has a way of saying things that really, it's so powerful and so beautiful. He says that a Jew who wants to regard himself as a chassid has an obligation to care about the entire dor, about every single Jew on earth. And he says, Hayesh ba eitz, Chazal tell us in Baba Batzer daf tezvav, what is eitz? Im yesh mi shemegein al doro ke eitz. And he says, V'tire shezehu ritzono shel mokom, sheyiyu chasida Yisrael mezakim umekaprim al kol sh'ar, That is the ultimate madrega, that they should be mezakim umechaprim. V'humash amruzal belulav uminav yavou elu v'yechapru al elu. Shein Hakadosh Baruch Hu chafetz ba'avdan arishayim. Ela mitzvah muteles ala chasidim lishtadel lizakosam lechaper aleihem. We ask the question: how far does mitzvah Ahavas Yisrael go? And is there such a thing ever as Ahavas Chinam, which I think there is not? And the reason is, because Be'etzem there's a chiyuv to love even Rishayim. Except the rishus of the Rishayim stands in your way. So you have to fix that. And part of your achrayus to love them is to make them no longer Rishayim. Now that, of course, is a very, very difficult agenda, and for certain people it probably is impossible because of the nature of their rishus. But the principle remains intact. And this is what he says. Mitzvah mutelas ala chasidim lishtadol zakosam lechaper aleihem. V'zeh tzorech sheyaseh bekavonas avodoso v'gam betfiloso bepoel. Da'inu sheyispalil al doro lechaper al mishet tzorech kaporo ulohoshiv betshuva mishet tzorech lo ulelameit sanegoria al hador kulo. You can't go around the whole day saying these people are no good and those people are doing wrong. And the more a person is a responsible person for his dor, the Adam Godol, the Tzaddik, the Chosid, the more he has this obligation. And finally, he says, Ki ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu ohev elo lemisha ohev es Yisrael. V'chol ma she'odom magdil ahavoso liYisrael, gam HaKadosh Baruch Hu magdil olov. Ve'eleheim haroyim, the shepherds, ha'amitiyim, the faithful shepherds. Shal Yisrael, shakadosh baruch hu chafetz bahem harbei. Shemoslim atzmam al tzono, v'doshim u'mishtadlim al shlomim v'tovosim b'chol adrokim, v'omdim tomid ba'peretz l'spalol aleihem, levatel agzeros hakoshos, v'liftoach aleihem sha'arei brocha. It would seem to me that the way the Mesilas Yeshorim describes this person, his business, his ikar avoda, is dafka with the people who are least like him, and dafka the people who are messing up the Hatzlocha of the world and its Yiddishkeit, and these are the ones that he is obligated to love and to cherish. A shepherd does not have to worry too much about the healthy rams and about the fat ones. He has to worry, like all of the royim that were tested, Moshe Rabbeinu, David HaMelech, and so on, about the sheep, that little tiny shepherd who can't manage his way and needs a little bit of water to continue. And finally, in one of the Sifrei HaMekubolim, Chesed LaAvram, that's a title that quite a number of Sfarim have, but this is Rabbi Avram Azulai. He lived around the year 1600, and he was an ancestor, of course, of the Chida. He writes as follows. Yagel atzmei lahachnis abas b'nei adam b'liboi. The Yehov Hakoil Keilu Hoyu Echov, the Yosem Izeh, Acheyikva Beliboy Avas Bneodom Kulam, Afilu Horishoyim Yehavosom Belibo. The Yomar Miyitain, the Yuelu Tzadikim, Shovim Betshuva, the Yu Kulam Nevi'im. And this is what he says is the ultimate Madrega of a Haftalah Racha Kamocha. So I just want to finish with a story. The story happens to be about myself. It's not about myself. It's just a, like the realization of everything I believe in. But it's not about myself. I, if you repeat the story, just say a certain Rav. Please don't mention my name. There was a certain Yid that came to my shul, and he was not a chelik of our chavraya, but he liked coming to the shul. The davening is very quiet. He liked the drushes. A fine fellow. The only one problem. Problem is that he carries. He carries because he believes that there's an Erev in Brooklyn. Our Olam does not carry. We follow the Shita of Reb Moshe and so on and so forth. I didn't feel comfortable going over to him just like that. So the friend that brought him in, who is a mispalo by us and does not carry himself, I asked him to tell him, listen, this is the shul, this is what we believe in, it's not a public shul. Please tell him that he shouldn't carry. I don't carry. You can carry what he does in his dalet am, it's not my business. I mean, carry his talis to shul and take the talis home. So he told him a number of times, that go nish geholfen. Finally, I said, I'm a smart fellow. I figured out an etzah. Also, not to tell him beferish, because I was quite convinced that it would be hopeless. We had a common bar mitzvah about 10 blocks away. I said to myself, you know what? I'm going to force him that he should leave the talis behind, because we'll walk together. So I asked him, would you accompany me to the bar mitzvah? He said, sure. And with talis in hand, he walked me all the way to the bar mitzvah. And that was the end of it. I let it go. One day, I call him over. The Olam is giving Shalom Aleichem to the Rav. I told him, wait a minute till the line is finished. I want to speak to you. I want to give a hakdoma. I never say things that I don't mean. This is, for me, a harig val yavar. Because otherwise, you're not anything. You're a piece of garbage. Once you engage in chanifa and your word is not your bond, or you don't pay up your debts, it's also the same thing. Then you're not worth anything. You heard it from me. You're not worth anything. And koichay elo bapeh, klal Yisrael. Because your word has to be your bond. L'ruach mamalolo, because your word has to be your bond. That's why Kol Nidre begins Yom Kippur, because your word really has to be a bond. I called him over and I said, stay a while. After the line was finished, we were alone, I said to him as follows. You may be wondering why I never spoke to you directly about your carrying your talis. He says, I was. So I'll tell you why. Because I was upset and frustrated and annoyed, and I was not able to love you. And if I wasn't able to love you, I'm not going to give you any toichacha. I've gotten to know you, and we've become friends, and I can genuinely say I love you. I don't want you to carry. And he said to me, Rabbi, if you would have said it any other way, I wouldn't have paid the slightest attention. But how could I not listen to you if you say it the way you did? And the story, unfortunately, doesn't have such a happy ending because he moved out of the neighborhood after he got divorced. But in any case, this is the point. So just to sum it all up, we started with the Rambam. The point that I was making is that it's really an excruciatingly difficult task, as you see from the tefillah that's printed in the beginnings of the Gemaras, v'yismuchu b'chaveray, according to either pshat, but certainly according to the pshat, I don't want them to be happy and rejoice at my takola. How could that be? And you see. And the juxtaposition of miskabed b'kloin chaveray in the mitzvah of ahavta l'racha kamocha. And then we continued with the idea that the mitzvah of ahavta l'racha kamocha, oivis habrios, that even if the person is on the level of brios, there's a chiyuv to love them. Makarva matorah. And by the way, what I didn't mention, the sequence is critical. A lot of people in Kiruv think much more about the Ribbono Shel Olam than the people that they're being makariv. That's a very big mistake. Ribbono Shel Olam take care of himself. You're makariv Jews because Yiddishkeit is important and good for them. But you have to start by loving them. And because you love them, oevis habrios, that's why you're makarvan latorah. It's not the other way around. And then, of course, we went from there to the question, is it the yochid or the klal? And the answer, of course, it's both. And then from there to the Baal HaTanya, who says that if you would be able to have more ruchnius, it would be more neshama. And the neshama is very easy because you are really intimate with the other, and in the intimacy with the other, the v'ahavta l'racha kamocha is very natural and easy. But if you're nifrad, because you think in terms of guf, in terms of gashmius, it becomes that much harder. Also has to do with kinder type of kovim, matzina sadam and olam. It's part and parcel of the same idea. And then, of course, we went to the idea that chavraya, as was pointed out from Reb Chaim Vital's svarim, is even greater chiyuv of v'ahavta l'racha kamocha, and my chavrusa especially, and what is my number one chavrusa, so to speak, my wife. And in that, there's the opportunity to be mekayim v'ahavta l'racha kamocha, the easiest. That's really the idea of the Baal HaTanya applied here, and that's what you find in the Sefer HaLikutim. And finally, that there's a chiyuv to love the rishoyim and to get them out of their rishus. And you don't start by hating rishoyim, because that creates a barrier. You'll never get them out of their rishus. And who says that most explicitly? The Mesilas Yesharim himself. He cares about the tzon, the Elohim Arayim, Amitim, Shedorshim, Mvakshim. That is the chiyuv of a haftal racha kamocha, dafka, to the person who's vulnerable, dafka, the person who doesn't have a closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, dafka, to that sheep that's wandering aimlessly in the desert. That's the one that you have to bring back. That's the v'ahavta l'reicha. And finally, of course, that the chiyuv to love everyone also gives you the koach hatfilah and gives you the koach of the geula shleima. B'meheirav yameinu amein.